and staff requirements, you know, and it's on here. Are we looking to hire somebody to do different parts of this again?
Part of my wish list, if you guys read it, I had an idea about the work, people coming into the RV industry and stuff, and I checked into it, I've done some research on it, I didn't hear a word from any of them, so I don't know how anybody feels about that, if anybody wanted to consider it, it was.
Barbara, on the RV, I think for 10 years, I have encouraged us to do 10 pads up there for our family reunion overflow.
I'm aware of that, but I didn't.
For staff people, for,
you know,
for retirement, we've had people said if you just put on a bulletin board in Tucson, free cabin, free, you know, pad use for 20 hours of work. We've had other experience, you know, where people have said, this is the way it's done. I'd be happy to help organize it. But generally, the feeling has been absolutely no RV pads under any condition for any reason.
But not on this board, Dale. This board hasn't said that at all.
So let's move forward. I make a motion that we have Barbara put it on that magazine.
Work camp. You've heard of them, work camp.
Right, yeah.
That's who I went on. It's the Shivers that came up with the idea. You know,
but along that line, why don't we, it's not in our budget.
We got to put it in.
Why don't we, I would like to see us probably go ahead and have 5 RV spots, because I think it takes temp pressure off of the cabin sites, but I would like to also not have it in the yard. Your suggestion about having one behind the garden cabin and one behind, I think that it should be dignified enough to have its own septic tank, its own water system, its own thing, and put it.
And I understand that. Yeah, I was trying to save the expense of having a water system. And on top of that, if these people are going to do what I was envisioning, and that was that they would be in charge of yard work, they would be in charge of greeting the people, there would always be somebody there to take care of the store, to write down the reservations for the horse rides, or whatever be the case, they would also be in charge of helping to clean and stock cabins and that. They need to be at headquarters area. They cannot have their RV down the lane down there. Now, that's not to say that we can't do the RV down the lane for our members, but I'm talking for the people that I was encouraging. I would think that they need to be right there close in order to do what I want them to do.
What's 50 yards one way or the other?
A big difference when somebody pulls into the yard.
The store's not going to move. The store's not going to move.
But you're saying that they need to sit in the evening time.
I think that we don't. We've got a limited amount of grass there now, and to cover that up with 2 more mobile homes.
No. I wouldn't have the grass covered. You've been outside the fence on the back of behind the ranch for the north side.
So, anyway, I like the idea, but I'd like to see it done professionally and attractive, not just cobbled in one corner, but go ahead and make a plan so that we do it and we budget. To have, I don't know, to
capital improvement.
Capital improvement.
Whatever it is.
I'd make the motion then.
There's already a motion on the floor.
This is the point. I think before you make a motion, you need to get decided on what plan, which direction you're going to go.
Well, there's two different things
here. There's definitely two different things.
Talk about family reunion.
The motion that we put out. That we put out advertising whichever way, like you said, bulletin boards or that magazine or whatever, that we allow, how many do you think you need, 2 or 3 of them?
Yeah, couple. Put in the cart before the horse. We got a half a pad to do this in the back. So I think we need to make the motion first, Bill, that we make, go ahead and approve the pad. And by the board out of the capital improvements, and then we advertise to bring the people in. We got to have.
We're not talking about members.
We know that.
Do we have to have? I mean, it's nice to have a pad, but you can pull your RV thing over and dump it at the dump, right?
Well, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about.
Maybe she should clear.
Because I think only the board basically read this, and I'm sure these guys here are going, "What are you talking about?" There was a suggestion made to me, and I did some research on it, and so I came up with an enlarged suggestion, playing on what Dale had already suggested and what the other members had suggested and some of my own ideas, in that next year, for staff, that we get 2 RVer couples to come to the ranch. The reason I said 2 couples is because we figured they would have to donate 20 hours per week of their time in order to exchange for them parking their RVs on the ranch and using, we would prefer the propane and the sewer dump and the water. They would
be obligated for a period of, we could decide, 30, 60, 90, or 120 days. There's a magazine you advertise and it says, you know, we're looking for somebody to mow lawns, greet people, to man the store, clean the cabins. We could make a list and they could say, I'll do this and this and this, but I won't do this. You know, have Dutch oven cookouts, you know, but I won't do the cleaning of the cabins or whatever. You pick and choose between who you choose to come and live for two, for a period of time. And they would have their RV parked. And the reason I suggested the places I did, not because I want, because I agree with you, I don't like campers, and you know how we try to clean up, yeah. But the reason I suggested, right behind the ranch house, on the other side of the fence, behind the propane tank, where the Northeast had their trailer, you guys know where that was, underneath that big tree, that big shade tree right there, is it shady for one, the RV would be cooler, it's right next to the septic tank for the ranch house, we know exactly where it is, because we had to clean it out, and these guys had to clean it out this year, we know exactly where it is, we could easily make a dump into the RV, into the existing ranch house, or, you know, tank, okay? So that would be one. There's water there, there's propane there, there's a sewer there already. And like Phil said, we wouldn't have to pour cement, you wouldn't have to do anything. Very bare minimum, run a little electricity over there so they could plug in, maybe we had, you know, the generator. It would be really, really small amount
like
of
that,
you know?
So forth.
But they wouldn't be taking up any more lawn because they'd be on the other side of where there is lawn right now. The second one I had thought about, and this is a suggestion, and those other things is, when you come into the garden cabin gate and you turn immediately right there, we already know that's where the old RV clean out used to be, right along there, somewhere buried, we don't know. But there's a septic tank right there, okay? That's also under a shade tree. There's a great big tree right there by the showers and the toilets, you know, that there's a great big tree right there. They could get back underneath that tree. Now, I agree, I wouldn't like to have a camp trailer parked right there and everybody sees it when they first come in. However,
camp host. I mean, that's
camp host.
It's different.
You know, and they say you can't have trash all around. You can't have garbage. You got to keep it clean. You got to keep it. We can specify what we want. I'm just saying, there's a possibility if they put it there. They're right beside the garden cabin septic system. They're right where the water is. There's a propane tank right there for the store. I mean, everything is right there. That's the reason I chose those two places. The idea you're talking about, I agree. It needs to be further down, where we've already discussed a couple of areas for that, and I agree with that. But this is just a suggestion. So if we hire two people, two of these groups, they would have these certain responsibilities. And the reason I suggested two is because 20 weeks and 20 weeks, if they want to go see the Grand Canyon or hike the Escalante or whatever, they still got a couple there to be somebody at the headquarters all the time. Then there was people like Chris McCourty who applied for the job. He said, all I want to do if I come and get this job is I run around the grader and your tractor, you know, because he's the one that did our backhoe. He does the track hoe. He does the water ditch, you know, the water line. He's a very good operator. He could run our grader. He could do all of our grading and stuff, and that would put that money back into our, you know, paying him for out of that instead of out of a separate fund. We would have to do it. Okay? He could do the horses. He would be on site to do the horses, and he would do major repairs. A door falls off, or, you know, a refrigerator needs to be changed out, or, you know, something happens big on a cabin, he would do that. These other people would do the minor stuff. Okay? They would be there, they would take care of the headquarters. He wouldn't have to spend 6 or 7 hours a week mowing lawns, watering. He wouldn't have to worry about feeding animals, and he wouldn't have to worry about being there to greet people and to give them their keys and that kind of stuff. He could be out doing his other stuff, and he would do it for less money, as we already talked about. And then in exchange, I think, I don't know, I just think it's a workable, possible situation.
That was my motion, along those kind of lines. What we're talking about, the pads and everything, Dale, I think that's good too. But I think that's where we would decide maybe next month how we spend that capital improvement money or the $23,000 or whatever. I think that's a good idea.
Are we going to do it? Or is she going to have people come there?
Well, that's my motion, that we let her do this limited thing for like two couples.
For the first two.
For just two. Just two. The worker bees. The
Host.
Staff host. Requirements.
Yeah. We moved that far. She just told us how it can be done very easily without concrete. But next month, let's talk about the RV place camp spots.
So I think this is what Dale's been talking about all along. I think it's a really good idea because that should come out of your maintenance budget. I mean, the capital for that, but I'm talking about the maintenance budget for your hired in hand.
Hired hand
would actually put more money back into it if we could do it that way, and you get some more.
Well, what I was thinking is the Crystal Court guy, as much, you take that money and it would offset the cost of your utilities and propane and water and everything that you've got to put back in. But what I'm saying is I don't think there has to be a decision made today, but I think that you guys need to be thinking about it. I think that you can come up with more ideas. With more heads, we can come up with more ideas. I suggested that you all go on WorkCamp.com, and look at their site.
I
should have brought it.
And told Larry, so I have what she wrote to us. I don't see it in here.
I'm going to put it on there. I'll email it to you.
Please.
I think that's exactly what Deb's been talking about all along. I think that's really good.
I don't think it would hurt to go ahead and put some type of ad or information on there, because you may learn something, you may get feedback, people back planning
well,
it now.
And that's exactly it. Although, this is the thing. Yeah, I've already got people asking me for the job right now. I had a man, I sent him information. I had a guy who went and looked at the ranch yesterday, and he called me last night, and he wants the job. And I'm not ready to hire anybody right now. We got a long way to go on this. But the point I'm trying to say is, I don't want to put an ad on there, Larry, yet until we firm it up for sure that we want to do this and how we want to do it. For instance, if you guys are, this is the first you've all heard of it, okay? And this is the first feedback I've got on it. Now, if you're for sure that we want to go this direction, then we need to really sit down and I need to do some homework. I can't just throw it on there because I need to list specific responsibilities that we're looking for. I mean, these people are all retired older people, and they write back in and they'll say, I'm willing to mow your lawn and feed your animals, but I refuse to meet people and have to wait up late at night for a handout sheet. Well, then I'm going to go, okay, maybe that's not the one we want. Or I'm willing to do Dutch oven cooking, cookouts. I've done it all my life, and neither, you know what I'm saying? We need to decide. Do we want to be responsible for that? Do we even want to consider that? Do we even want to put that on a response? Anyway, I'm suggesting that we do a lot of work on this before we put it on the magazine, okay? I have no doubt that we will get a very good response. According to the subscribers, you know, it's an up and going business for a lot of retirees.
Okay, so we better make a motion that we are going to entertain this idea of doing this, and he said he just withdrew it.
I was going to withdraw because she's saying we need more time. So,
I don't know that you need a motion. I think that you guys all need to be thinking about
it. I think it's no brainer. It sounds good. Well, so let's get the details from
I
here.
Think that's part of the program that he's talking about. We should pull together.
No brainer.
I think we should pull that together and be ready for April and May, and that's what the board can do at this point. Now, Barbara said in order to advertise that, which went along with your motion, she's got to get some ideas together in terms of what we would expect these individuals to do.
But on the other hand, Barbara is managing the ranch. She knows what she needs to do, and she hires people. She doesn't always bring them to us and say, this is who I'm going to hire, or she might suggest this is who I'm. So we've more or less given her that hat already, and when she finds somebody, she can say, this is what I think, this is what I'm doing.
Well, but we're not limiting her ability.
Look, Shawna, you're right, and I appreciate that, and I think maybe that's it. I just want you guys to be aware of what I'm thinking and I want to see how you felt about it, and that's why I emailed that to you, and when I didn't hear back from a single one of you about that, I thought, are they opposed to it or not?
We waited for the meeting.
I knew you already discussed this idea. But I just didn't hear from you, and so I was kind of concerned. Okay, I will do some homework on it, and I will...
My motion is to modify it to this extent, that I was making a motion that really that she just go ahead and put out feelers as far as advertising that we list, and then that she gets things. Let me just modify my, if we have to, that...
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Okay, how about you make a motion? So Barbara works on this deal, no idea.
That's what I want.
And then, before I do anything, where's Shawna? Yeah. Oh, there she is. Before I send any ads out, or before I finalize anything, I send it to you guys to look at, and you guys decide if it's what you want to do.
I guess my motion would be that she do that, and that we don't have to wait till the next board meeting. If she'll send it out, and we have 5 days to respond on the email. If we don't, if there's a majority that says go ahead, she goes in. That's fine.
Give me more than 5 days.
Check your email.
How long it takes me for 2 hours to get out
rid of it? You can highlight from the top all the way to the bottom and delete and elbow away.
There is a motion on the floor that we allow Barbara to pursue the idea of having
two work camp RVs
going through the particular website, pulling together the ideas as to requirements for these people, and when she has completed that,
Does she email us?
And she email us.
The criteria.
And we will respond within a period of time.
Okay. We're going to finish that motion, then we'll talk about
that. Is there a second?
A second.
Sean, a second. We're going to do a show of hands. All in favor? Raise your hand. All opposed?
There is nobody else to be paid.
I have to say it because I never would do.
I have one question though that's related to this issue, and that is I do think it's a good idea for us to go on record as supporting the sites that she is recommending for these pads, because Dale has suggested we probably don't want, or we may not want those sites. So I think.
Are you thinking differently, though?
Two different types of sites.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that I think we just need to be clear that we're comfortable with the locations that Barbara suggests for this use.
Are you comfortable with them, Gail?
Well, it's still going to be an Indian get-together. I think it's still going to look like a hodgepodge that, we did. I don't object to being there, but I don't think that it's going to have the image or things that we want to have there in the yard.
Especially the one up by the garden cabin.
Right.
With the work in progress, it could be done that way this year. Next year, it could be changed.
But most of them out back. I don't have strong feelings. One way
maybe I can figure out a way to do both of them out there. If I move that one shed, I might be able to figure out the first one.
Now this, you know, at least at this point, it's almost a no-cost item to try it out, okay? And we haven't really invested a lot of capital funds to see if it's going to work.
It's a good move in the right direction.
Right.
And that's the best location
We can decide later on if we need to get a better location. But right now, this is going to cost us almost nothing to do. Two years ago, I contacted all the major universities up and down the Wasatch Front and asked if they had a program in this outdoor recreation and that we could use following week at the board for doing that, but we didn't get any volunteer takers in that. So this RV host thing, I hope it works.
Well, maybe
sounds like well.
Maybe I've been.
But the other way, I'm just trying to tell you, it was thought of. We did try it, but we didn't.
But we've gone to different places, like Kodachrome Basin. We've gone to different areas, and there's always a camp host there, and they're always moving, and they enjoy being there, and they're moving.
I think they're all little Nazis myself, to be quite honest with you, but that's okay. From a user in a garden cavern with big groups of people, I would not like somebody close.
And the political correct, politically correct Dale, it should have been Native American.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Indian camp was kind of in political
days, correct.
They call themselves Indian.
But they can't. You can't.
I can't see that, Barbara.
Not unless you
use a light. You need to use a Dr. Matt marker.
It's black. There's a light. Here comes the light. You'll be all right.
Well, we need a spotlight on that there.
There you go.
Oh, spotlight.
Who doesn't know where he would?
This is the ramp house, this is the store, this is the garden cabin, this is the fence, here's one gate, and here's the drive-through gate.
Yes.
Here's the propane tank. Right there.
I think for your purpose, both of them are too close.
Actually, I'd like to put
so
it in
Barb-
those data when those 25 kids are...
So Barbara's working toward with the host, Dale, at the next meeting, or Shauna, can you come up with how much money, a plan, as to if we're going to look at other types of lots?
Oh,
RV lots, RV pads. If you could come up with how much money it's going to cost, and you can do a breakdown in terms of different things that might be needed, but then again, we could look at it and say we could do it for this amount of money if we take this off, and we still have something, but we can add to it later.
Because you need, yes.
Okay.
Septic system, water, and electric. Concrete pads.
Each are going to
be electric. We can try electric when
would you have that for the next meeting?
Yeah.
Kind of pull something together so that when we look at the capital improvement, and maybe that be something.
Work these rooms in the wire.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Just for that short time.
They have generators.
But you can supply propane and a septic tank and water and a pad.
They carry their own propane, most of those cats.
Yeah, they have their own propane tanks
yeah.
on.
Mm-hmm. And their own generators have
generators.
They just need sewer dump.
Yep.
Yeah,
on Barbara's letter, may I suggest two or three items?
What do you mean, her wish list?
Her wish list.
Oh, okay.
So that they're all on the same page. Number one, the riding lawnmower has been provided for.
Right.
That's no issue. Number two, replace the shower stall in the comfort station. I would add that. I would say that we consider approving that. Have an extra water heater on hand. Approve that. Number eight, porta potty for the horse rides and the fish pond. Approve that. Those four items. And then the RV number nine, we're approving that basically right now.
They're numbered the differently on this copy.
RV, okay. Porta potties, okay. Extra water heater, okay. Shower stall on the comfort station, okay. And the lawnmower, okay.
New door and handle knob on the comfort station.
I'm hearing people get locked. Your mother got locked in.
Some old guy got locked in.
Kids.
Yeah, dude. That's a bad
handle. I've cut in a bigger window. I hated that little window.
Me too.
And the toilet.
Me too.
All the time. That's wrong.
So what do you mean? You're talking about in
that little screened out deal up there so you're in the dark and...
I agree. Because you know what? Then, in the wintertime, when it starts getting cold, we're thankful that it's not bigger. We need something we can open and shut.
Oh, we just got a piece of like.
Just add that to your thing, and I'm going to second it.
I know a lady that has a modular home lot probably has extra windows.
And those expenditures go on this year's budget? Those expenditures will go on this year's budget.
Will you also include that the culvert, number five on this sheet, Dale?
What's the culvert?
Four culverts? You're talking about
$50.
That's a lot of money. That's a budget mechanic.
The culverts and some of those other things I thought we could deal with later on. These I thought would be quick to say. I'm in favor of it today.
So should, are you going to list specifically?
I think Barbara got it.
Okay.
Shower stall, water heater, porta potty, the door repairs.
You said what?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor that we
seconded.
Okay. All those in favor, raise your hands.
Didn't hear you, Val.
So we're good with that.
Well, yeah,
we noticed that.
Val, you better be careful. She's a goofy. She carries a ruler in her back pocket. You remember those days? Okay.
Alrighty. Barbara, you had wanted to say something.
Okay, I just wanted to make another comment, and this is not something I know you can take care of today. But if we're going to do this RV couple thing, if we can work this out, then we need to take a serious look at the rest of what I was suggesting as far as having a person that stays in the ranch house, person in the ranch house, run the grader, and do the wrangling full time. So if that's the case, then that's the kind of person I need to be looking for.
What's wrong with Crystal Pony?
But that's the operation that...
But that's what we're talking about. That butts into Val's idea.
I think that it's a board decision, and I think it's a board decision. I think it's appropriate that Barbara have the input of the board. That's why I put staff for 2006. I think it's critical that we understand what the needs are, what kind of people, and how we can help her be staffed properly.
Well, and that's exactly why I'm bringing it up under staff, because I saw that you had that on there. And that's what I'm suggesting now. Am I stepping on your toes?
No, no, I think that if you have someone that can run the horses, he knows his schedule. He knows who's signed up and so forth.
Yeah, but that wasn't advertised.
Well, let me finish my thought. And you can team that with someone that also could run the grader. What a great thing that would be.
That's true, but we're really limiting the number.
I know. I know that.
I have somebody who's talked about it, and you have some. I know
the I don't know the Cordy.
Yeah, he's already gone.
People that have skills in those two areas.
That would be great.
So would you mind giving me the name or talking to the person you're talking to? Excellent. So I just want to make sure that that's something that the board is willing to accept, if that's the idea that we would take.
One other thing, and again, I don't want to raise the dead. I would like to know, Barbara, the breakdown of the three or four budget items that are involved in the employment and the different things. I don't know if anybody here understands what monies are available in any of these different areas for employees, so we can dovetail the...
That's what I was... Yeah, I had a think on it, that's what you're saying. That's why I kept saying about the grader is not paid out of anything that I do. That's been a separate thing, you know. The money that we paid to John and to Nolan and Cody and those guys or beyond them, that's all been a separate thing. That comes out of contract services on your paper here. And in fact, Sean, I have you just listed you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And but it comes out of contract services. So there again, that money, there's a possibility that there would be money left over that you could use for something else. Maybe Horace, maybe Rose, maybe Kevin, maybe something else.
That's where some of us are in the dark. I don't know. Contract services last year was $10,000. Next year it's $5,000. I don't know what's in
for it. That's what I was just telling you. Contract services is paid for anybody that has done contract work that we give to 992. Like North Church,
I don't know who those.
Cody, those guys that run it off, the grader, the ones that have hauled, like Brent Robinson when he hauled us our gravel, you know, anything like that. We contract a job of work and employment. I have to pay an individual and I have to 1099 them. Those are the ones that go in there.
And we have the management fees. There was $35,000 evidently last year. Now it's down to $27,000. I don't know what we've changed. And then there's another $8,000 budget here. And there's two or three things that we're operating in the dark, and maybe we're supposed to, but it would be more comfortable for me to know what's included in those IRSHA.
If you look at the sheets that we use today, I think you get a better idea. The contract services, we've spent this year to date $9,800. We've budgeted for next year $9,000. The management fee, we've actually spent $30,000 this year. We're spending $30,000 next year. Admin services is $8,400.
Okay, but so on the $30,000, are we shortchanging Barbara? Are we not shortchanging Barbara? What does it include? Does it have anything for Jerry Racine or whoever may be doing cabins? Or, you know, janitor work or shoveling the ditch?
I think that's a good question.
I think some of those things would help us to help her.
Absolutely.
What are the terms of the contract?
That's what we need that for.
Last year she submitted that, and we looked it over, and I guess it's up for review again.
Yeah, you're shorting $6,000.
We're shorting you $6,000. How so?
Because
you turned down the 76,
yeah,
and you've only written down $30,000 in there.
Well, so I didn't know what contract was, so I was just basing it on what we had been spending.
$3,000 a month, which makes
$36,000. Oh, so those last two or a couple of checks have not come out.
That's why you only saw $30,000. That's on our budget, which means we have to do
my contract.
I didn't know what the terms of the contract were. So I was just sort of projecting what the expenditure level had been. The contract is for $36,000?
Yeah. Well, it's $30,000 a month.
Okay, well then that needs to be 36,000.
Yeah.
Well, and it might not have to be if we do that. We don't call or not.
Well, when is the contract up for renewal?
March 1st.
Is it February?
March 1st, February.
Through February.
Yeah, through February.
So we probably should have her proposal based perhaps on this new arrangement by next month, and then we can discuss it in the next month and approve it. So that we're not caught in a rush right at the end where the contract's up. Right?
There's a lot of things we need to discuss.
So I suggest we have that on our agenda for next month, and that Barbara can prepare it if she indeed she wants to submit a contract, and then we have a month to, and then by February we vote yes or no, so that we either on hers or whatever.
I think all of us have a much better feeling as we're working together, exploring some of these things and trying to come up with some very honest things. And I think we can make a lot of headway this year if we can keep this going. I sent out a letter and just got chewed up one side down the other, and I think it's inappropriate for us to write hateful letters to each other and be so super critical when we don't know what we're talking about. So I like your attitude, Larry. Let's look at these things and we'll come up with a better system and make the improvements that we should have.
Very good.